This is the station that's five cities strong all day long. And we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. I don't know whether you are following the January 6th hearings or not, but the U.S. House Committee investigating this attack on the U.S. Capitol, they're looking into how Donald Trump was told that he lost the 2020 election, but he refused to listen. But he was listening to his attorney, Rudy Giuliani. And yesterday, there was a witness who was a former Fox News digital politics editor who says it was clear that Joe Biden had won the election and that Trump's claim of fraud was nonsense. And so the beat goes on with that. And we'll go on as well. There's much more of the music that matters just ahead. Right now, let me get you to your Bible Jeopardy clue and the category right now.
Revelation. The Apocalypse of John.
All right. Whose name will the Son of God confess before the Father? Whose name will the Son of God confess before the Father? Is it he who has read the Bible? Is it he who is a church member? Is it he who denies Christ? Or is it he who overcomes? Revelation 3 and 5 has the correct response. When you get it,
call now. 318-484-2500 or toll free 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Long. This is my best day in about 2 months. Probably longer than that since the Citywide Revival. This is my better day. You think I'm not happy? Have your Bibles. Let's go to Luke. Luke the 22nd chapter. I'm gonna have to go to the 39th verse. I just don't know where we're gonna stop. The 22nd, correct? 22nd verse. Chapter 7, 22nd chapter, 39th verse. I got crossed here. And when he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It appeared, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping.
Come on.
Sleeping. for sorrow. I must finish the guest at 46. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Let's just stop right there, because we may go further on next Sunday. But on this right here, this right here, let's just talk about weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure. This text don't sound like weeping, but weeping may endure. In our country, America is going through a lot of weeping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Each time you turn on the news, we are in a turmoil of weeping. Point number one, man has messed up. I can remember a little boy going to school. That was a Pledge of Allegiance. But that was also prayer.
Yes, sir.
The greatest school system in the world is now probably the 10th in the world, because prayer has been removed from the classroom. If you want to weaken anything, take prayer out of it. If you want to weaken your life, take prayer out.
That's right.
Are you with me here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anytime you take prayer out of anything, it becomes weaker and not stronger. So we have some shifty folk who can go to the courts and make arguments why the ACLU, why my child shouldn't say the prayer.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
But I have an argument why your child should say the prayer.
Come on.
Because each day you wake up, it's God who's waking up you and your child.
Yes, sir.
Watch closely. And at that period of time, you would never hear about a shooting in the 60s. You wouldn't hear about no shootings in schools. In the 70s, you didn't hear about shootings in school. 76, 77, 78. They used to come to school with shotguns in their trucks. Out in the country, they go shoot doves after school. So they would hang the shotguns in the back of the truck. You would see the shotgun hanging up in the truck. Because after school, they're going to go and shoot doves. But no one got shot on the
campus.
Watch closely. Now, if America don't come to some realization, I don't know how I got this pen. I'm just tripping out. It's a Glock pen. I don't know where it come from. Somebody left it in the office. I like weapons. Got quite a few.
Yeah.
I'm a gun owner. But We need some regulations.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. I'm not saying take away your right to bear arms, but I'm saying we need some legislation. Mm-hmm. We need some legislation where it's difficult for fools to put their hands on them. Watch this. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If you have a sinus problem, go to the drugstore without a prescription and get Allegra D. on Sunday. Try to go back to the drugstore. Now, this without a prescription.
Yeah. Can't get it?
Try to go back to the drugstore and get another Allegra D before it's time.
Can't do it.
Without a prescription, you can go get Allegra D, but if you go too fast, they're going to run your license and tell you
you can't get it.
Now, I can run every day to the gun store. And I can get one every day. As long as my money ain't funny.
Yes, sir.
I can get one every day. Something is wrong in America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me tiptoe. We're going to get to the text. Weeping may endure, huh? Then we have politicians who gets on the TV and say, look, this is my gun. I don't want this taken away. No, I got this gun. But then somebody need to show him some caskets. And say, this is the result. Take my glasses off. And our producers. My desk is full of murders. Three murders in one weekend. Not only are our kids being killed in classrooms, but we're losing them in the streets. And now, you can't go to the grocery store. Come to church. Something has to be addressed.